Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, reading today from a devotional book that's put out by Voice of the Martyrs. It's called Extreme Devotion. This book catalogs the struggles of God's people over past years. And today we will visit William Simpson in Tibet. "Your son has been killed." Mr. Simpson received the terrible message that day. His missionary son, William, had built a small school on the Tibetan border where he had been teaching God's word to children. William's father lived nearby and immediately rushed to the school after receiving the news. As he looked around, the memories of his son's ministry flooded his mind. William had traveled 4,000 miles a year on horseback to share the gospel with the people of Tibet. Muslim fanatics had slaughtered 50,000 people in one Tibetan city. But even this did not scare his son away. William had written all the trials, the loneliness, the heartache, the pain, the cold, the fatigue of the long road, the discouragement, and all the bereavements, temptations, and testing seemed not worthy to be compared with the glory and joy of witnessing these glad tidings of great joy. William's father walked slowly through the destroyed school and found his son's mangled body lying on the floor. He later learned that a horde of Muslim army deserters had attacked the Christian school, showing its founder no mercy. As a missionary himself, Mr. Simpson was very proud of the example of Christ William had been to others. Under his son's body was a piece of paper smeared with blood. He gently picked it up and read the fitting words, "In remembrance of me." Philippians 1:3 says, "I thank my God every time I remember you." Memorials are scattered throughout every country of the world. Each one commemorates an act of heroism, bravery, and personal sacrifice amid trials. People from every era in history have erected memories and remembrances. It's part of human nature. We don't wish to forget those who paid the ultimate price while preserving our ideals of freedom, justice, love, and honor. Our hearts contain the memorials of Christian martyrs who died for the sake of Christ and his gospel. No military honors are awarded at their funerals. No statues are erected in their place. And yet, we read their stories and we vow never to forget. Take time to remember them today and praise the God who inspired them. Amen. If you'd like your own copy of Extreme Devotion, which is not a free book, but still if you'd like it, just email Voice of the Martyrs at thevoice@vom.org. That's thevoice@vom.org. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and Lord willing, we will talk again real soon. Bye-bye.